You are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions, and thank you for joining me today. When My Strength Fails is the title of this devotion. I want to read you something here from 1 Kings chapter 9, starting at verse 2. Yes, 1 Kings chapter 9, starting at verse 2. And the Lord appeared to Solomon the second time, as he had appeared to him at Gibeon. Gibeon was where the tabernacle of Moses was stationed, and people would go up to that hill and they would spend time there praying. And Solomon in 2 Chronicles chapter 1 went up to Gibeon and offered 1,000 sacrifices to the Lord and was spending time there praying. And then the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "What do you want, Solomon?" And he said, "Lord, I am young and inexperienced," which is something his father David had said to him in 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 9. "You are young and inexperienced, and the work is great, for it is for the glory of God." And Solomon had not responded to it like a youth in his arrogant thinking, why do you think I'm young and inexperienced? I'll show you what I can do. No, he had a humble heart, received from his father's loving heart for God, and he says, "Lord, I'm young and inexperienced, and the work is great, and I do not know how to go out and go in before the people. Grant me wisdom that I may know how to judge these great people of yours, for who can judge a people as great as your people? Who can show them what's right and wrong?" And the Lord was so impressed with what came from Solomon's heart that he said, "Because you have asked this thing and you haven't asked for the life of your enemies or for gold or silver or for long life, I will give what you've asked. I will give you wisdom more than any man on earth ever has had or will have," except for Jesus, of course, who said this wisdom is so much greater. He said, "And I will also give what you haven't asked. I will give you riches and honor and so forth." That was the first time. And then the Lord said to him, "Walk before me as your father did. Do what I have said that your father did. Follow your father's example." Right? That's what the first time he said to Solomon. Now, here he says it again. He appeared to him a second time, and the Lord said to him, "I've heard your prayer and your supplication that you have made before me, and I've consecrated this house which you have built to put my name there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually. Now, if you will walk before me as your father David walked," again, "if you will walk before me as your father David walked in an integrity of heart and uprightness to do according to all that I have commanded you, and if you keep my statutes and my judgment, then I will establish your throne and your kingdom," and so forth, as I promised David, your father. "If you will walk before me as your father David walked." What a phenomenal thing for God to be able to say to a son, "Walk before me as your father walked before me." So let's look at how his father walked before the Lord, okay? And where do you start? Because it's all so amazing, and there's so much in the Bible about King David that he was a man after God's own heart. It says in Acts 13:22, who did all of his will. Here in Psalm 71, King David says, "In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be put to shame." Verse 5, "For you are my hope, O Lord God. You are my trust from my youth. By you I've been upheld from birth. You are he who took me out of my mother's womb. My praise shall continually be of you. I have become a wonder a miracle to many, but you are my strong refuge. Or the Living Bible would say, my success at which so many stand amazed is because of you, Lord. Let my mouth be filled with your praise and with your glory all the day. Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Do not forsake me when my strength fails. The title of this devotion is When My Strength Fails. Do not forsake me when my strength fails, he says. And then verse 14, I will hope continually. I will praise you yet more and more. My mouth shall tell of your righteousness and salvation all day, for I do not know their limits. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of your righteousness and yours only. O God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works. Now also, when I'm old and gray-headed, O God, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation and your power to everyone who is to come. Also, your righteousness, O God, is very high. You have done great things, O God. You, who is like you? You who have shown me great and severe troubles shall revive me again and bring me up again from the depths of the earth. And you shall increase my greatness and my comforts on every side with the lute, and with I will praise you in your faithfulness, O my God. To you I will sing with the harp, O Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing to you, and my soul which you have redeemed, my tongue also shall talk of your righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought to shame who seek my hurt. This is an old man here. And the Lord says to Solomon, walk before me as your father David walks, and I will establish your throne. You see, David was an example into old age. David was an example. And not just because everything went well. Some people, they take an example that I don't always feel is best. They look at people in society who've made it for themselves, who live in their paneled houses, who have money in the bank and so forth. And they say, yeah, you know, that's what I want to be like. But that's not the example that is always best to look at. You see, in David, we see a man saying to God, Lord, while my strength fails, while my strength fails, be the strength of my life. Lord, be the strength of my life. Now, while I'm old and gray-headed, don't forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation and your power to everyone who's to come. What made David the example that God gave Solomon was that the Lord was the strength of his life. When in Psalm 24, David came riding triumphantly from the victory in battle into Jerusalem, he said, the Lord is the King of glory. Open the gates to the true King of glory. The Lord is the King of glory. Now, David could have rode into Jerusalem and said, I am the great conqueror and the great overcomer and the great winner. Saul slew his thousands, but I have slew my ten thousands. You know, he could have sang something and God would have not been able to say to Solomon, Solomon, if you walk before me like King David walked, I will establish you. No, the Lord was able to say, if you walk before me as King David, walk before me, I will establish you, because King David walked in the strength of the Lord. King David walked in the grace of God. And if I take you for a moment to Psalm 73, verse 25, who, David says in his old age, have I in heaven but you? There's none on earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For indeed, those who are far from you shall perish. You shall destroy all those who desert you for harlotry. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I've put my trust in the Lord, that I may declare all your works. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my life. When God said to Solomon, walk before me as King David walked, then I will be able to establish you. That's what he meant. David came to the conclusion, I don't have anybody in heaven I desire but the Lord. I don't have anybody on earth I can go to but God. My flesh, my heart will fail, but the Lord is my strength. You see, that is the example that the Lord was looking for. And when David said that, yes, listen closely. When David said that, he was not just talking out of some religious mindset that was prevailing. No, it was his experience. It was what he had lived. It's what he had walked for the last so many years of his life, 70 years of his life. David was just almost 71 when he passed away. It was what he had lived all his days that he was talking about. And I want to show you something in closing here from one of the famous Psalms of David, Psalm 30, which I really, really love that Psalm. And I know I say that often that I love this, but I really do. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up. Come on. What a way to begin a Psalm. I will extol you, for you have lifted me up. You see, when David was the example that the Lord could use to inspire kings after him, and that they were judged by their excellence in God's eyes, by how much they had become like David. You know, you see certain kings, and it says, and they did not do right in the sight of the Lord as King David did, and they did not follow the Lord as King David did. You read it in the book of Kings, from king after king after king, and then you read about a man called Hezekiah, and he did right in the sight as King David did, and he walked in the ways of the Lord as King David did. I mean, in Isaiah, even Isaiah, so many hundreds of years later, used King David as the example. And he said in Isaiah 55, by the Holy Spirit, where God speaks to Israel and said, come to me. Why spend your money for food that will not give you eternal life? Come to me and I will give you words that give you life. I am ready to give you the same mercies I gave to King David, who conquered foreign nations. And the nations will also come running to you, but not because of your godliness or piety, but because I, the Lord, am the strength of your life. I'm ready to give you the same mercies I gave King David. My goodness, that God may use you and me as such an example today. But then what do you do when your strength fails, when your heart fails, when you are going through the pain of failure? I'm going to talk about that tomorrow, the pain of failure. What do you do? Look at this. I will extol you. I will make you the limelight and not myself, because you have lifted me up. You've not let my foes rejoice over me. Oh, Lord, my God, I cried out to you, and you healed me. Oh Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You've kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for life. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Now listen, he gives here a little experience he had here, right? He stirs us up and then he says, now this is what happened to me. In my prosperity, verse 6, I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by your favor, you've made my mountain stand strong. You hid your face and I was troubled. When you put your confidence in the passing things of this life, you will fall. But when you have your confidence in the Lord, you will never fall, because he can never fail. You hid your face and I was troubled. I cried out to you, O Lord, and to the Lord I made my supplication. What profit is there in my blood? When I go down to the pit, will the dust praise you? Will it declare your truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Lord, be my helper. You've turned from me my mourning into dancing. You've put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness to the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. And when he says there in verse 12, the last verse, that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. My glory, what does that mean? That word so took hold of me many years ago. My glory, my living being, my soul may sing praise to you and not be silent. Any of us will have to go through a time, or will have had a time like David, where we knew my strength fails. I can't do it. I can't handle it. I can't bear it. And that we know the living power of our Savior who lifted us up, and that we extol him. People may say to you, why do you always give praise to God? Why do you always bless him? When you go through all you go through, how come you always give God praise? He lifted me up. Oh, hallelujah. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me up. We used to sing it. Oh, yeah, I only can remember it in that when I was in the pit, Jesus lifted me. I can't remember how to sing it in English. I remember how to sing it in Dutch. Toen ik in de put zat, trok hij mij eruit. Toen ik in de put zat, trok hij mij eruit. Toen ik in de put zat, trok hij mij eruit. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jezus redde mij. Oh, that's Dutch. Jesus saved me. Isn't that funny how a little song you learned as a child all of a sudden comes back? But see, God wants us to know who is the strength of our life. I know where my help comes from. My help does not come from the mountain gods, but from the Lord who made the mountains. He is the only true God. Oh, hallelujah. When your whole living being gives praise to God, because you know where your strength comes from, because when your strength failed, there was no one to help but the Lord, and you cried out to him, and he strengthened you. Amen. Have a good day.